This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Through this weekend, buy one, get one at EdenPure.com. Use code word Howie Bogo. One word, Howie Bogo.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. All right, so we planned on having Libby on yesterday. She had a little airport trouble, but she's with us now. Libby Emmons from The Post Millennial and a lot of other publications. Libby, thank you so much for joining The Grace Curley Show.
Thanks so much, Grace. Glad to be here.
All right, Libby, so I want to start with critical race theory because I know you write about this a lot. You recently wrote about the U.S. Air Force, but I want to play this cut for you and my listeners because it seems like now we've reached a new stage in the Democrats' fight against critical race theory, and that stage would be, you know, name-calling and smearing Republicans as crazy people. This is Joy Reid, who has been very, very on the defense for critical race theory, although she, as you point out a lot, Libby, she can't really define it. And a lot of liberals can't define it in terms that we can argue with because it seems to be this, you know, ever-evolving theory. But let's play Joy Reid on...
It's so weird, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I saw that yesterday someone tweeted this at you and just said, you know, it's hard to have a debate about something that you can't, that they won't give us a definition on.
Yeah, they just keep changing it.
Right. So let's listen to Joy Reid. She's talking about parents who are fighting critical race theory. And then I want to get your reaction, Libby. Cut 11, please, Jared.
But in the wake of the disgraced, twice impeached president's defeat, that hysteria over the perceived encroachment of race conscious education is being exploited by another insidious force. Followers of QAnon, who are now using the battle cry to similarly target school boards, with many who have espoused QAnon's theories now melding their own conspiracies with the lies about critical race theory. This nexus now between this fake version of critical race theory that is freaking people out at school boards and QAnon.
Now, Libby, are most parents, and this is mobilizing parents across the country, are most parents getting their information about critical race theory from QAnon, in your opinion?
No, I would say directly and fully that they are not. That's not where they're getting their information. Parents are getting information from each other. They're talking about these things. They're meeting online. They're discussing it. They're not discussing it with QAnon. They're discussing it with each other. The parents I've talked to in Westchester County, New York, you know, very liberal stronghold, started out with, you know, concerns about, and this is something Joy Reid brings up, they started out with concerns about remote school and that being damaging for their kids, concerns about the masking during PE class specifically and that being bad for their kids. And these are concerns that parents have as parents, not as political activists. The parents who are going out there and going to school board meetings and figuring out how to make their voices heard are doing so out of necessity, not because they're being backed by a conservative think tank or pushed to do so by QAnon, you know, conspiracy theorists. They're doing it because they care about their kids and they're not willing to let school boards, who basically have these sinecures, and nobody ever goes out for a school board election. You know, when was the last time anyone voted for a school board that you remember? You know, oh, it's Tuesday, the school board election. Let me hurry on out there. You know, people barely vote in the big elections, never mind the small ones. So parents are going out and making these changes, taking these stands because they want their kids to get a proper education. And that's why they're doing it. Joy Reid's latest way to discredit these parents and their activism is to do what the progressive left is always doing, which is to just say that everyone's a bunch of racist, crazy people and they shouldn't be listened to. You know, and when we look at what's going on in education from the schools in New York City that are, you know, teaching first graders about, you know, concepts that probably don't belong in first grade in terms of sex ed concepts, when we look at the race essentialist education that's going on, it's no wonder that parents are taking a stand and looking out for their kids. And if they have to unseat school board members, so be it. This is a democracy, and that's what we get to do. It's actually appalling when you listen to that Joy Reid interview with Ben Collins, who wrote about this with, I think, Brandi Zadrozny, also at NBC. And they were saying, you know, parents aren't really advocating for this. They're just being used as pawns by conservative think tanks, you know, and Christopher Rufo and the Manhattan Institute. And it's just appalling that this is the only way they can think of to try and maintain a, you know, this weird cultural bias in educational institutions.
Yeah. And
what is their motive?
I think that this line of attack, I think they've fallen to this now of trying to smear parents and discredit them and mock them. But the original way, I'm guessing that the Joy Reids and, you know, the Chris Hayeses thought they were going to end this was just by sheer confusion. And I want to talk about that a little bit, because the liberals have a great spot to be in with a critical race theory, in the sense that a lot of what they're trying to argue, if you say, well, this is what it is, they'll immediately turn around and go, oh, you don't understand it, or that's not what it is, or where did you hear that? But they don't ever define it. And you wrote an article for the Postmillennial about the U.S. Air Force and how they originally said they weren't teaching critical race theory. And then they go and say, oh, we're proud to be teaching it. We see this everywhere. Randy Weingarten, the head of the second largest teachers union, AFT, says, oh, we're not teaching critical race theory. That's not taught K-12. And then she says, but we're creating a legal defense for teachers if they decide to teach that. So it's kind of like this. We can't fight something that can't be defined.
Yeah, and that's really what's going on. And I think you hit it right on the head there, because they don't want to define it. As soon as they define it, we can attack it and say, here are the reasons why this thing that you are advocating for is divisive and bad for our kids. But if they keep it vague, if they say that it's, you know, first they said it was just for law schools, and then they said, well, actually, maybe it's for these other things, but actually, that's not critical race theory. That's some other kind of thing. That's, you know, like, what was it that Joy Reid said this morning? I don't even remember exactly what she said. But she was like, it's a race-based educational model.
Right, right. They're teaching. I saw today, Libby, I can't think of the publication. It was probably the Washington Post or maybe New York Times, said, you know, they're teaching racism. And I think it was David Marcus said, that's a strange way to phrase it. But they'll say, oh, it goes from being a law theory or a legal theory mm-hmm. that you only learn in law mm-hmm. school. And then it changes into, well, they're just teaching actual history, and they're teaching about slavery, and they're teaching about Juneteenth, which those two things, they're not the same. It's either one or the other.
No, they're not. They're not at all. And we live in a very large country. I grew up in Massachusetts, and I learned more American history about the Revolutionary War that happened in Boston than literally any other American history at all, you know? And when I moved to Philadelphia, it turned out that I ended up learning all about the American Revolution in a Philadelphia-centric fashion. And then I learned about the Constitution and all of that, you know, like the forming of the Constitution and everything. So we have, I think, in this country, a regional-based educational strategy with regard to history. So nobody, even President Biden, didn't know what Juneteenth was, I think, a year ago. You know, that's a Texas thing. And it's interesting, and it's great that we should all know about it. But it's not the same as learning about, you know, the history and the legacy of slavery, which we all learn about. You know, I can't think of a year of study that I had in school from, you know, elementary school through the end of high school where we didn't discuss slavery, where we didn't talk about that. We learned about the, you know, Trail of Tears under Andrew Jackson. We learned about all of these things. So when you hear the progressive left start telling us that nobody's learning this stuff, it's as though they think we're just learning that George Washington was some great individual with no flaws. It's as though they think we're learning that, you know, slavery was a bunch of happy people. We're not learning that. And all of these people went to school, and they learned, you know, they learned about the horrors that have happened in our nation. We all learn that. but it can't be the only thing we learn. And it can't be that we teach our children that they are responsible for the sins of their ancestors. That's one of the greatest principles that the U.S. was founded on, is that we're not, you know, responsible for what our grandparents did wrong. That's not on us, and it shouldn't be. We shouldn't be oppressed because of our grandparents, and we shouldn't be responsible for their actions.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And in the minds of these mainstream media, you know, talking heads, I think Joy Reid had said we learn a Daughters of the Confederacy history. And like you said, that's just not true. Libby, I do want to switch gears here for 1 second, because on the Postmillennial, you published a piece, which I heard this audio today and I found it pretty amazing. Now, this is Kash Patel, and he is talking. He is the... here's a former Pentagon official. Listen to the sound, Libby, and then I want you to explain to my audience why this is so important. I was kind of amazed by this. This is cut 7. He's talking about January 6th.
And if you look at the video from January 6th, and they still won't release all of it, an entire side of the Capitol, I believe it's the south side, was totally unmanned. No police officers whatsoever. And that's where the crowd first came in through. And you have to ask yourself, what happened on January 6th? Now, look, I was chief of staff of the Department of Defense on the 6th. We had offered the Capitol Police and Mayor Bowser of Washington, D.C., thousands of National Guardsmen and women 2 days before January 6th, and they turned us down. So it could have been prevented.
Now, Libby, do you think any of that would be investigated in Nancy Pelosi's January 6th commission? Because I do have a lot of questions about January 6th, but I don't think they're the questions that are going to be asked by the Democrats.
I agree with you there, and I think that's sort of a big problem. The Democrats clearly want to elevate this day of January 6th as the most horrible thing that's ever happened in United States history, and you know, perhaps they should go back to school and learn a little something, because there are an awful lot of worse things that have happened in our nation other than this afternoon riot in Washington. I think what Kash Patel said is really fascinating when you think about the perspective that people had of the Trump administration. So anything they offered, anything they suggested was immediately dismissed as the wrong thing. You know, it was a classic case of, if you don't like the guy who's saying it, you assume that everything he says is incorrect. And now they are, you know, they blame Trump, they blame the administration, they blame Republicans for all of this. And if it's true that the National Guard was offered and was denied, I think that's a big deal. And I wonder what Pelosi would have to say about that. Who turned them down? Who was in charge of the Capitol Police and said, no, we don't want that? Mayor Bowser, we know, has denied Trump's help over and over again, as have so many Democratic mayors of our major cities. But what does that say about this commission? I don't think that that's what they want to address. I think what they want to address are their fears. I think they want to talk about Andy Kim's blue suit. I think they want to talk about their own bravery hiding under desks and how difficult it was to be evacuated from buildings next door. You know, when you watch this and you watch the way they behave with this, it becomes harder and harder to believe their perspective on anything.
Yeah. I totally agree. Libby, we got to end it there, but I always love having you on. Everyone can follow Libby on Twitter at Libby Emmons, E-M-M-O-N-S. She also writes for the Postmillennial, the Federalist, New York Post. All of her stuff is awesome, and she keeps you up to date on all of the woke craziness going on. So make sure you check that out. Thanks for coming on, Libby. Eden Pure has brought back their famous buy one, get one free sale on their most popular product, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. With over 100,000 sold and counting, the Thunderstorm is slated to sell out again. My listeners rave about how well it works to get rid of odors and freshen the air. It starts working in minutes to cleanse the air in your home, and it helps you start breathing better. Isn't that right, Jared?
Yes, I have seasonal allergies, which last all year. But as soon as I plug in the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and that's all you need to do. You just need to plug it into a wall outlet. You don't need to change filters. You don't need to lug extension cords, heavy equipment, nothing. You just plug it in, you turn it on, and within minutes, literally within minutes, you are breathing clean air, because the air around you gets ionized and it creates a super oxygen, and that has been great for me during this allergy season.
And it's also great to get rid of odors. And if it does not work, if you don't think it works for you, then you will get your money back, so you have nothing to lose. They're offering a BOGO sale to my listeners until this Sunday. That's buy one, get one free. So here's what you want to do. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click on my name, and put in code GRACEBOGO at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEBOGO. The offer ends this Sunday, July 11th, so act fast. We'll be back on the other side with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and I can.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. I'm not going to play it, but Jen Psaki and the White House press corps just saying happy birthday to a reporter. And Stephen Miller put this well. He said, these people are completely void of professional shame. It is absolutely 1,000% true. I have never been so embarrassed of the mainstream media. You know what? Let's play a second of it, Jared. Just a minute, though.
I'm a terrible singer, but I am willing to lead a song here if you are all game.
Is this a good day to ask for an interview with the press?
It may be. It may be. Who's with me? Someone here has a good voice. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
All right. Oh my gosh. These people have no shame. Jared, you know what it's time for. It's an Aren't You Embarrassed? It has to be asked. They have to be embarrassed about at this point.
Aren't you embarrassed?
They look insane. They look insane. This is the level of propaganda and butt kissing that is going on right now in DC is gross.
I cannot think of a bigger indicator to people who hadn't seen this already, but this is the biggest indication that they are their own little mean girls clique, their own little club. And they were so nasty to Donald Trump because he wasn't one of the cool kids in their crowd. And that's what all of this boils down to.
Yeah, she's got the warmest audience of all time. She gets up there and they're like, oh, yay, Jen Psaki's here. She's going to drop a Psaki bomb on Peter Ducey. This is awesome. It's all so lame. All right, now, I do want to let you guys know, because I know you'll be excited about this. Woker Joke is coming up next. This is your chance to win an Aviva Trattoria VIP experience. Let's get the lines full right away. 844-500-4242. If you're not familiar with Woker Joke, how it works is Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke, will read you a headline. And you have to decide, is it woke and this is reality, or is it a joke and we made up the headline here at The Grace Curley Show? So we will have that coming up on the other side, 844-500-4242. There's also a lot of sound today that I will get to. I'm absolutely determined. Dr. Fauci is now saying that we need to get over it. If you don't want to get the vaccine, get over it. Get over this political statement. Just get over it and try to save the lives of yourself and your family. And then on top of that, HHS's Javier Becerra said that he wants to give people the sense they have the freedom to choose, but we hope they choose to live. This all comes on the heels of Biden and Psaki informing us that they plan to go door to door and ask people their, I don't know whether they're going to ask people their vaccination status or give them a pamphlet. I don't really know how it works. I'm not that familiar, but I made mention of this recently to someone. Ronald Reagan once said that the most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. I would like to counter that. And no disrespect to Reagan, because that was a great line. But I think the scariest might be, I'm from the Biden administration. Can you open the door? Chills up my spine. 844-500-4242. Woke or joke, your favorite segment of the week is coming up next. Don't miss your chance to win the Aviva Trattoria VIP experience. Get on the line now. It's Friday, Junior, and this is The Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
This is a nice little tidbit from Twitter today. I guess Max Boot tweeted out an article. Republicans are preventing America from reaching back Biden's vaccination goal. Oh, all of us gross Republicans are stopping Biden from taking his victory lap. Well, Miranda Devine from the New York Post wrote back to Max Boot, "This is dishonest. Max Boot uses polling data as evidence of vax rates to suit his political prejudice. CDC data shows the most vaccine hesitant are black / Hispanic, a.k.a. Democrat voters. 6 months ago, Kamala and the Love Gov told them, don't trust the Trump vaccine." Yeah, that's a part of this narrative that gets forgotten about a lot. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were very, very, very proficient in spreading doubt about this vaccine when it suited them. And then the second they took over, it was like, come on, man, you got to get vaccinated. But before that, Kamala Harris said, I don't trust Donald Trump. So that's just a little update on that. All right, now without further ado, it's your favorite time of the week. The Wizard of Woke is in the studio. Taylor, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure, really. I enjoy this more than anybody else.
Yeah, this is the most you're going to see Taylor giddy right now, is his current smile. So you know what, guys? It's time for Woke or Joke.
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. That's a joke.
Now, this is how it works. Taylor will give you a headline. You have to decide, is this woke? Is this real? Is this happening in the country? Or is this a joke? Did Taylor, Jared, or myself, did we concoct this in the Howie Carr Radio Network studios? It's up to you to decide. We're going to start with Mary. Mary, are you ready for your headline?
Hi.
Hi,
Mary.
Are you ready to go, Mary?
Sure.
All right.
All right, Mary. Here's your headline. These new vegan shoes are made from recycled birthday party balloons.
Okay. Woke.
That is woke. Very good, Mary.
Very, very good.
Woo! Yeah, Lisbon-based shoe brand Undo for Tomorrow recently launched its vegan Nuven sneakers, which feature a multicolored sole made from discarded party balloons and rubber tire leftovers. They're made using other recycled and natural materials such as bamboo for the lining, sustainably sourced Amazon rainforest rubber for the toe caps, castor oil for the insole, and recycled plastic for the vegan suede outer shell, and I'm sure they disintegrate as soon as you step in a puddle.
And I'm sure they're good-looking shoes based off that description. You know what the funny thing is that balloons have become such a big part of, like, bridal showers and parties. The Kardashians do those big, you know, archways full of balloons. So it's good they're getting some use.
Yeah, people release them, and they, you know, they get left out in the woods. The oceans fill up with them. It's not good.
It's not good. All right, Mary, hang on the line. Give your information to Matt, and you'll be entered to win an Aviva Trattoria VIP experience. All right, let's go to David. David, are you ready for your headline?
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, David, here's your headline. IKEA releases new Pride line of furniture.
That's got to be woke, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Well, now you got me wondering. Let's do it.
All right. It is woke. Very good.
Wow, we're on a hot streak today.
IKEA, not a joke.
IKEA's come out with a new line of couches for Pride Month. The couches are meant for two, and each one is inspired by a different flag from the LGBTQ+ spectrum. Have you noticed this year, Grace, there are different flags for the LGBTQ community?
Yes.
There's the regular Pride flag. Then there's one with like a triangle in the middle of it with different colors. I guess that adds trans community and several others in there as well. So IKEA has come out with 10 different love seats that they've marketed as LGBTQ+.
I have to wonder if anyone in the LGBTQ+ community gets a little miffed at how these companies try to bank off of their month. You know, it's Pride Month, and it seems like every company, you know, all these clothing stores, they're all trying to sell you something.
It's weird, right?
Yeah. It's like, become very commercialized.
Nobody sells any line of products for Black Pride Month. Why Gay Pride Month? I don't know of anybody that sells anything for Black Pride Month that's specifically geared towards Black people.
I would just assume that some people are offended by this and say, you know what, we're going to celebrate Pride Month, but you don't need to start trying to sell your couches in the meantime.
I say it's sexual orientation appropriation.
I would totally agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Steve. Steve, are you ready for your woke or joke headline?
I am ready to go.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here's your headline, Steve. Ransomware attacks also disproportionately impact communities of color.
This is easily the toughest contest on the radio. I'm going to go, this is a joke.
That is a joke.
Wow.
Very good.
Ooh.
We're three. Wait, by the way,
we're all doing good today.
Well, everyone's getting good at this. We're going to have to make them even trickier.
I thought that was going to be an easy joke. Very good, very good.
Very good, very good. All right, so Steve, hold on for Matt. He'll take down your information. You'll be entered to win the Aviva Trattoria VIP experience. All right, let's go to Mark. Mark, are you ready to talk to the Wizard of Woke?
Let's go, Grayson Taylor.
All right, Mark. Here's your headline. Popular fast food burger chain to end all-day breakfast to facilitate our equity.
People are crazy. That's a joke.
That is a joke.
Oh, man, everybody's getting them. We're not stumping
anybody.
By the
way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Jared came up with that one. Jared, what was the thinking behind that headline?
Well, we have equity for everything else, so we may as well have our equity and
clock equity.
Yeah, it could almost be confused for woke. It's that crazy.
Yeah. That's the entire point.
Yes.
The point.
You just summarized the segment. Thank you, Mark. Matt will take your number. You'll be entered to win. Let's go to Babette. Babette, are you ready for your headline?
I am ready.
All right. Here you are, Babette. Here's your headline. We're coming for your children. San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus pushes woke agenda.
I'm going to say woke.
That is woke.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. We are on a roll today.
Not a joke.
We really are. We actually have sound of that. Hold on one sec, Babette.
The song is titled A Message from the Gay Community. It mocks parents that fear the push of the LGBTQ agenda in today's media, with the song claiming that parents wouldn't be able to protect their kids from the advances and ideas of the group. Can we have a little bit of it, Jared?
We'll convert your children. Yes, we will. Reaching one and all, there's really no escaping it. 'Cause even grandma likes RuPaul. And the world's getting kinder. Gen Z's gayer than Grindr.
It's a catchy tune.
It is catchy.
I was whistling it on the way into the studio. We'll convert your children. But it's not saying they'll convert them to be gay. They're saying they'll convert your children to be more accepting because they assume that all parents hate gay people, I guess, or any LGBTQ+ member.
All right, guys, 844-500-4242. If you want to get on the line now to do woke or joke, you still have time. And let's go to Mike. Mike, you're next with Grace and Taylor. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
Hi, Grace. Yep, I'm ready. Hit me, Taylor.
All right, Mike, here's your headline. Consumer advocacy group scraps Buy American campaign amid accusations of xenophobia.
I'm going to say woke on that.
That is a joke. I got you.
Yes!
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
I've been...
Oh, come on, man.
I've been holding... I've been holding that one in my pocket for a couple of weeks, and I finally got it out.
All right, Taylor, do you mind waiting to the other side? We're going to stack up these lines once more
sure.
for a few more of these. 844-500-4242. Get in now for Woke or Joke. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you've sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Grace Curley listeners have attracted as many as 30 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. And also at the end of the auction, you know you got the most money possible, which is a great feeling. Now, remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission, but in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. 844-500-4242. We'll take all of your calls. We're going to stack up the lines. And then we have a few more Woker jokes. It's not too late to enter to win the Aviva VIP experience and to prove that, you know, you're up to date on the wokeness, which is, it's an ever-evolving paradigm, is Howie Carr might say. We'll be right back on the other side. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley.
This hour of the Grace Curley Show is brought to you by the 110 Grill in South Bay and Providence. Back open now. Visit them and mention Howie, and you will get one of his autographed books.
Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Now comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
We'll convert your children. Someone's got to teach them not to hate. We're coming for them.
Your children will work to convert all their sisters and brothers. Then soon they're almost certain.
I liked it up until that point.
But you know what, Taylor? You hit the nail on the head. What is this assumption that parents are teaching their kids to hate? Like, since when did parents become these people who are, you know, training their kids to hate anyone who's different than them? It's such a smug idea that, oh, we have to teach your kids not to be racist bigots because you're not doing it.
Right. And they smile in your faces as they're doing it.
Yeah.
The song sounded good until the entire chorus came in. Then it took on this almost demonic chorus
when they
say
we're coming after them, or
we're coming after them.
Yeah, it's a lot of time devoted to that song, though.
We're coming for your children is never a good line.
No,
it's never a good tack to take, no matter what it's about.
844-500-4242. It's not too late to get on the line for Woke or Joke. Taylor's got a handful of headlines left, some of which are made up. Some of which are unfortunately very, very real. But before we get to that, today's poll question is brought to you by CapeLily.com. 100% natural soaps, perfect for sensitive skin. Handcrafted in small batches with Cape Cod sea salt. Buy local and save your skin with these moisturizing, chemical-free soaps. Love your soap, love your skin. Go to CapeLily.com and remember that's Lily with two L's. CapeLily.com. Jared, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
What will be John Kerry's excuse for not wearing a mask at Logan? It's the only choice for someone like me. I'm the public face of Boston, or I fell for a setup.
Just so we can play the audio, we'll vote for, it's the only choice for someone like me.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Taylor?
He's going to say he fell for a setup.
Yeah, maybe they asked him.
The TSA personnel told me to take my mask off for the scan.
Yeah, it's going to be someone else's fault. That would be a classic John Kerry. I do find it amazing, though, how this is the second time that you'd think he'd be hyper-vigilant about this.
It's the only choice for someone like me in the lead at 57%. 35% say I fell for a setup.
All right, Eileen, you're next with Grace and Taylor. Are you ready for your Woke or Joke headline, Eileen?
Hi, yes, I am.
All right, Eileen, here is your headline.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Denial of evolution is a form of white supremacy.
I think that's a joke.
Unfortunately, it's woke.
No, really?
This is
not a joke.
Yeah, this is an essay penned by Allison Hopper. She said, I want to unmask the lie that evolution denial is about religion and recognize that at its core, it's a form of white supremacy that perpetuates segregation and violence against black bodies. At the heart of white evangelical creationism is the mythology of an unbroken white lineage that stretches back to a light-skinned Adam and Eve.
I'm sorry I broke the record, guys.
No, Eileen, I don't think you did.
No, you weren't the first one to get it wrong today. So.
Yes, but Eileen, thank you. Try again next week. That's the thing about woke or jokes.
And we're gonna get into this one in the Week in Woke later on with Howie Carr at 5:30 today.
Ooh, there's a little tease for everybody. All right, Deneen, you're next with Grace and Taylor. Deneen, are you ready for your woke headline? Or your joke headline?
I'm ready.
All right, Deneen.
I'm ready.
Here's your headline. Wrestling group cuts ties with announcers over on-air misgendering of talent.
I'd say woke.
That is woke. Very good, Deneen. Very good.
Not a joke.
Tell me what happened.
Pittsburgh-based pro wrestling promotion Rise Wrestling severed ties with play-by-play commentators Paul Atlas and Jim LaMotta following the company's Rise Returns event on June 19th after both continually misgendered out Rise roster member and prominent video game critic Stephanie Sterling during the broadcast. They, known in Rise as Commander Sterling, identifies as trans non-binary and uses they, them pronouns. Information that the Federation said was provided to all announcers on the show in written form prior to the event's start. So they called her she. They should have called her they or them.
Okay, well, first of all, because you just made the same mistake, it's been really nice knowing you. We are going to have to ask you to hand in your microphone and walk away.
I'm sorry. I no longer identify as this person with the social security number that was hired here, so I retain my employment.
You know what's funny, though? It is tricky. I was listening to a podcast. There was two girls, and they were talking about a celebrity who identifies as they, them, and the amount of times they accidentally called this person her or she and had to correct themselves. They got to a point where they couldn't even have a real conversation because it was so confusing.
Well, and those individuals that would like to be referred to as they, them, they always refer to themselves as I or me, never we or us, which would be the more grammatically correct structure of the sentence if you're going to ask people to refer to you as a plural. You also have to refer to yourself as a plural. You get what I'm saying?
I do. I'm just sad that
it's
this is
strange.
Where we're at.
The grammar is being thrown out the window. And now if you want good grammar, you're racist.
Woker joke for me always has, it's a double-edged sword. It's funny, but it also makes me depressed that so many of these are real. Charlotte, are you ready for your woke or joke headline?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
All right, Charlotte, here's your headline. Pride group urges exorcising the rainbow of the color orange because it reminds them of Trump.
I'm going to go with joke.
That is a joke. Very good.
Very
another
good,
excellent.
That was a joke. That's not true.
Another excellent headline from Jared.
All right. Thank you, Charlotte. Stay on the line. We'll put you in the competition to win the Aviva VIP experience. Now, Taylor, we don't have enough time for a call, but do you have any that are real that you didn't get to?
We have one left that was real. I didn't really get to dig into this one, but the headline is, I've always loved fried chicken, but the racism surrounding it shamed me. It's about a black individual that grew up in the UK and was afraid to order fried chicken because they were afraid of getting stereotyped.
All right, now if people want to learn more about all of this, where can they catch you later on today?
5:30 on the Howie Carr Show. It's the Week in Woke. We go over most of these stories in depth.
All right, thank you very much, Taylor Cormier, the Wizard of Woke. We'll be right back with our legal expert. We're talking the Trump big tech lawsuit. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.